Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here to the ESPN 713-780. How about all the calls we got when they suck? Let's get some calls when they're good. Well, you know, I mean, nonstop. We had nothing but phone calls when they looked like crap. When the Texans played like crap, they were 0-3. Get rid of D'Amico. Get rid of CJ. This team, get rid of Nick. You know, maybe there was a reason they weren't concerned, boys. Mm.
I would say
the offensive line is looking pretty good.
You should give credit to our listening audience for being more discerning than the basic audience. When they look out there and go, I can't name a Raven defender. I'm glad they won, but you ain't going to trick me, John, into calling in and giving all praise to CJ.
44 points? When was the last time a Texans team scored 44 points?
I don't know that because I don't care that much
they
about that stat.
45 against Cleveland, I want to say.
I do think
in
this,
the postseason?
This version of the Texans, they like being bullies. Like, oh, we can jump on you? CJ was in there throwing deep into the fourth quarter. I was like, interesting.
So we know the secondary is not very good. We know the Ravens defense is really bad. They've given up 40 twice and 30 twice. 40 plus, 30 plus. Twice. They're really in four of their five games. It's one of the worst defenses. It's the worst defense in football. However, two things can be true at the same time. They can have one of the worst defenses, and the offense can be gelling and getting better with the offensive line figuring each other out, Nick Cayley figuring out CJ and what will work and what. Like, it could be both. It could be both. We won't get to see this week because they're on a bye week. But I'm just going to, you know, have to go by – I'm just going to hope that the Texans actually – it's both, that the Texans are getting better. And, yes, they happen to – but this is what happens when you play a bad defense. You know, the Bills played a not very – now there's even more injuries, you know, on both sides of the ball. But to score 40 points on an NFL team is impressive, especially on the road. And I think the Texans are just getting better. Now, if it wasn't the Ravens' defense, yeah, they wouldn't have scored 44. But that doesn't mean that they wouldn't have beaten I mean, the Ravens' defense has been bad even when they've had all their gut. The Ravens might have been in some trouble against the Texans. How about the Texans? By game time, it was up to three. The line was up to three. No one was fooled by this. No one was worried like we were like, oh, this is a kind of game where Cooper Rush will probably go off. And no, everyone else was like, nah, this Ravens team sucks. And they have a bunch of guys out and they're not going to, they weren't winning with Lamar. You think they're going to win with Cooper Rush against the Texans defense? And that's really the key is the Texans defense wasn't going to allow the Ravens to score.
No. Hey, I'm watching. CJ just looked awesome. CJ was great. And I don't care that it was. I mean, they did a great job of protecting him. They did a great job of getting open. He hit all these guys. Jalen Knowles, touchdown dance with doing the Ray Lewis dance and then having to fight for the football.
Well, there apparently was at least some fight in the Ravens. All right, bro, you're going to score. But the dance, we're not going to let you do. Just get away with the dance.
I know, you're a rookie. Hey, Rook, your first ever touchdown, and you're doing the Ray Lewis dance in our house. And then he tried to take the ball. What defensive back was it?
They're all nameless. I don't know.
Right.
Which one it was.
Whatever, but he wasn't having it. And they were fighting for the football. It's funny. My goodness. Anyway, man, it was just a good game all the way around. It was very nice. Very nice. And the Texans are now 2-3, and they're heading into the break. And they're still, you know what? They're still alive, still very much alive, because Tennessee sucks. The Colts are going to be tough to catch, but it's not like you can't get in. You can't get into the playoff hunt in just a couple of weeks here in the AFC, especially with the way that, I don't know. I don't know. The AFC is not nearly as good as it was. Huh. I mean, we thought this that you, what a gauntlet you got to get through.
Man.
It ain't all that tough.
No, it's not.
No.
It's not.
I mean, the NFC is looking really tough right now.
Mm-hmm.
Really tough. Although Denver's going to be a problem. Denver is a problem. Sean Payton is doing a really, really nice job. And Bo Nix is a good quarterback.
Yeah. Denver is, like I said, Denver got beat because of a leverage call that was made. The Colts came back and kicked the field goal after a leverage to win the game. That was one that you argue that that should have been. And that was the Broncos were winning that pretty much throughout. It was a back and forth, but the Broncos, I don't think, were ever behind in that one. Then you got the game against the that they lost against who was the other one that they blew with something late? Oh, they were beating the Chargers for most of the game, and then they lost at the very end. Like, the Chargers, I mean, the Broncos are legit.
Yeah.
They're seriously legit. I don't know what we'll see if the Chiefs will probably save their season, because they just will. But Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos look like they're coming out of there. There's a good chance. Maybe the Patriots now, the Patriots and the Bills, only one team may be coming out of, it may just be the Steelers out of the North, and then out of the South, you got the Colts and the Jaguars and the Texans. So there's nine teams really in contention right now. Nine teams in contention for, what, seven spots? So we'll have to see how that shakes out. I mean, the Texans are on the outside looking in right now, obviously, still very early.
Yeah.
But they did lose to Jacksonville, which that is, you know, that's a big loss.
We need Kansas City tonight. So that's the first time I think I've ever said that. I want Kansas City to win. We need Kansas City tonight to take care of the Jags, bring them a game closer. And, yeah, you're right. Steelers are going to come out. Nobody else is coming out of the North. The Chargers, Broncos, and Chiefs out of the West. Colts, Jags, and Texans in the South. And Bills and Patriots. That's nine teams that are vying. And then over on the other side, I don't know. I don't know how good the Packers are. I just don't know. I just don't know after watching them in Dallas. I don't know how good Dallas is either. I do know they can't play defense.
I feel like they're pretty good.
I do too, but.
But, you know, that Dallas game was a disappointing one in terms of how they were.
The Commanders are playing. Are back now with Jaden, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's a good football team. That's a good football team. The Vikings, I have no idea how good they are. I can't tell anything from that game yesterday.
You got that last second, you know, the come from behind win with Wentz. They almost got one against the Steelers, but really the Steelers were handling them, and the Browns kind of handled them. But they pulled off two wins. That's all that matters. But no, they lost. That's right. They lost to the Steelers in Dublin. They did get the win there. Dylan Gabriel, actually, I didn't watch any of it, but I was kind of keeping up with it. Apparently, he played pretty well.
Okay, I guess. Yeah, played okay. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Truck Driver Mike wants in. Let's get him in here. Hey, Truck Driver Mike.
Someone else has put us on hold.
How come he's got... Wait a minute, I don't have that on. I want to put people on hold.
I don't know. Do you pay for this to have this
music? I don't know. This is the second one, right? That hey, we've had.
Yeah.
Truck Driver Mike, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
How What's are you doing? On? What is that? How did you get that when you're on hold, you got music like that?
Well, it's... Oh, yeah.
It's called the iPhone.
I don't know. I don't have...
Does mine? Maybe you
when
do
I put
and you don't know
on
it.
Hold, there's no music.
Maybe you don't know.
Maybe
you do.
You don't know? You don't know if I know.
We'll have to call the phone and switch over.
I didn't know that.
It's through CarPlay. I probably have something going on.
Okay.
My phone turned on.
Okay.
Texan talk. I'm a Texans fan. I've been a Houston Oilers fan most of my life. Okay, and it took me a while for me to get on board with the Texans, but after 8 years of them being in the organization, I finally went to a Texan game. Been a fan so far. They keep disappointing me. Now, I don't know how everybody else feels, but they keep disappointing me. I'm not going to get my hopes up on this one game when they just played a broken-up team. I'm not. I'd love to see them when Lamar Jackson was healthy and their defense was healthy. Not saying that they're great, because they're not. Baltimore has issues. But I really want to see the Texans play a healthy Baltimore team and see what really takes place. Now, and to go a little bit further, don't put all your eggs in the Texans because it is one game. And I hate to say it, you know, we got a long road ahead. And I'm not abandoning ship or anything. I'm with them. But we still have issues.
Yeah.
And, you know, like y'all always talk all the time, y'all talk about that offensive line. They looked good yesterday. I agree with y'all. They really did. But once again, they played up a broken up team.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, hey, enjoy when you play well.
Nah, they've broken people, John. What? There's a lack of trust. You hear it.
There is a lack
of trust. You hear a truck driver, Mike.
I don't trust them either.
Yeah, but they have smoked.
But they look better now.
They've played two straight games. They've smoked their opponents. Well, all we can do is comment on the games.
They played one quarter against the Titans, really.
Well, that's true.
They played one quarter.
It looked a lot smokier than it actually was.
Yeah.
All right, then look at it this way. They've been unbelievable for the last five quarters.
Yes.
When Nick said, you know what? And you know how sometimes you hold off plays in the preseason? You don't want to show everything in the preseason or in college football where you're playing, you know, Kent State, but you don't want to show what you're going to do for when you play Penn State or whatever. I think there's a chance that Nick's been holding the good plays for the first three games and three quarters.
So, but isn't it in the reverse?
The first 15 quarters of the season.
He held off the good plays until he played the NFL's version of Kent State?
Well, see, that's the thing
isn't
that people
that,
weren't ready
didn't he
for.
Do it in reverse?
That's why it was so unexpected.
Like, and because they hadn't run the good plays enough in practice, they struggled early against.
You're not going to run the good plays when you have injuries like you don't have, you know, like Joe Mixon, for example. And the Texans finally just said, you know what? We're probably
they're
never
holding
have
off
Joe Mixon ever again.
They're holding off the first 3 weeks.
Let's bust out the good plays. And now it's on now. Mm. Good plays are fully out.
Well, do we get to play like the Kent State of the NFL every week?
Don't be
so
nice.
So you can call all the good plays every week as opposed to holding off?
How many more are there?
I mean,
how many more
Ravens
Kent States?
Yeah, well, wait. We played the two worst teams in the league back-to-back.
Like, the Bengals are pretty bad now.
The Bengals are bad.
Fans.
Bengals. Yeah, we need the Bengals.
Suck on that, Ravens fans. Your team is the worst in college. Well, the Jets still exist.
Yeah. Do they get the Jets this year?
I hate that for Aaron. I hate that.
I do, too, and they're on his ass.
Wow.
Let's see. Next up, you have the Seahawks. Not until October 20th. But that's a Monday Night Football game.
Yeah.
That's a 9 o'clock. Are they doing double Monday Nighters
I think
all
so.
The time?
I think so. Well, not all the time, but that week, yeah.
Why?
Because the NFL wants it all, Lance. I don't know if you've heard.
Yeah, you're because of greed?
Well, I mean, they do have a point. Maybe
man, we got to watch a late game with the Texans?
9 o'clock.
At Seattle. That's
this is like game. Astros playing. Yeah, this is going to go till midnight. Mm. So they're at Seahawks, which I wouldn't call them the Kent States. 49ers at Texans. They're kind of Kent State-y, even though they've got a lot of wins.
They're 4-1.
I know they got a lot of wins, but they're not good. Well, with Mac Jones, they're actually
3-0 with Mac
can
Jones.
Can you imagine spending that much money on Brock Purdy?
And
seeing
and
Mac Jones like
him? Yeah,
we have this already. This guy's a lot cheaper. Then you got Broncos coming here. Then you got Jags coming here. Then we go to the Titans. Then the Bills come in. Then go to the Colts. Then go to the Chiefs. I mean,
a lot less Kent State-y the rest of the way.
There's still the Raiders coming up in December 21st.
Now they're bad.
December 21st.
Yeah, they're bad.
They're really bad.
Boy, this schedule looks a lot tougher now that the Colts are pretty good. Mm. It got tougher. And the Seahawks haven't fallen apart.
No, actually, Seahawks are
played
tough.
A great game, but lost to Baker.
Yeah.
You have to win.
How about that? What about that game? 38-35.
And they both had the throwback uniforms on?
Yeah. I love those Bucks. Those are fun. We got a break. We're up against it. Lance, talk about the great people at Allstate.
The Allstate Windows and Siding, they are great people. And what makes them so great is that they care a lot about their product. They care a lot about their customer service. They care a lot about your happiness. And look, if you have original windows in your home or you have some cheap windows that have been installed by a builder, who is cutting costs and cutting corners, and they do that a lot. You'll know if you already have breaks and chips and in your windows. And you thought, I thought these were the good windows. Nope. There's a lot of cheap windows made in China that are used by builders. And some people will do it when they do, when they're trying to upgrade their home. Why don't you do the right thing and get windows from Allstate Windows and Siding? They're made right here in Texas, the windows are. And they're made for extreme weather, including hailstorms, including hurricane-strength winds. Obviously, the excessive rain and humidity or the oppressive heat, they all take care of that. When they're installed properly from a company like Allstate Windows and Siding, you are going to see a big drop in your energy bills. They make your house more energy efficient by up to 40%. And they look great. I mean, it's a huge upgrade to your home, these windows. And lowers your energy bills, adds a level of safety, makes it quieter in your home, these double-pane, double-strength windows. No payments and no interest for a full 12 months. So if you want to pay it off over a one-year period, you can pay it as you see fit without any interest payments. 30% off of each window, minimum 10 jobs. Make sure you tell them you're an ESPN 97.5 listener and get the discounts you deserve. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or go to Allstate Windows. Windowsandsiding.com.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Okay, it's a plumbing thing. If you're looking for the best way, if any issue that you have, period. I mean, and you could be proactive too, because you got a tankless water heater. Have you cleaned it out ever? Ever? I mean, how many years have you had it? Because you do need to clean it out, because there's a lot of sediment that builds up in there. You can have them over. It's very inexpensive. They do a great job, but you know they're going to be there for you. Yeah, you probably aren't going to do that because you're just lazy, and I can relate to that. But here's the deal: is if you have any issue whatsoever, Aqueduct Plumbing Company is the guys that you call. They're not going to come over and say, you know, hey, we got to charge you just to find out what your problem is. They don't do that. A free evaluation while other guys charge you. And then other guys got butt crack. And we don't need that. We don't need that in our lives. We don't want that in a plumber. We just don't want that butt crack thing going on. So call Aqueduct Plumbing Company. They make a concerted effort not to show butt crack every single time. You're looking for the best way to not get butt crack and get all of your plumbing needs. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. You know, just.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. 823 ESPN 97.5. We got calls. You want to get in here?
Micah's making sure we don't put our eggs in the Texans basket. Which basket can we put them in?
If they play well,
Astros are done.
Wait, if they play well, we have to give them credit for it.
Absolutely.
That man said, "You ain't gonna convince me just because they played a preseason version of the Ravens."
If they could have scored 60, would Mike be on board?
No, they broken that man.
And they have broken him. They won by 34, and Mike's like, stop. I'm not buying into this.
Yeah.
I get it. Look, a win in Seattle on Monday night, that's a good win.
That's a different thing altogether.
That's a good win.
That'll be a really good win. I don't expect them to win that game. I pray for Seattle.
Because
Do you expect them to win that
game? Yes, the good plays are out. The good plays are in.
I don't expect them to win.
Did you see Tony yesterday?
Tony who?
Concept Mayhem.
Oh, what did he say?
He
said something ugly.
No, he didn't. He actually sent his meme. Well, he photoshopped a play sheet. I got to show it to you. He photoshopped a play sheet, and it is – here he is. He finally got the memo. You see? Tell people what it is.
It's Nick Cayley with a book, and it's got good plays.
And then the cover of the book, it just says good plays. And it looks like he's got it open while he's calling plays.
Right.
See?
Yeah.
Now that those are out.
Now the good plays.
This is why people wanted Bobby Slowick drawn and quartered.
He didn't have it. He
doesn't have
the book.
He didn't have this book.
He didn't have that book.
Called Good Plays.
With the now good the good plays. Plays are out.
Now, this is why Bobby had to go.
Right.
Because of good plays.
Good plays.
And now that they're out. Like I said, I pray for Sam Darnold because I saw what Detroit did to him last year at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
last time I checked, the Texans have one of the top defenses in the league and a slew of good plays available to the offense coordinator now. And we found another running back and Woody Marks, and they're using all the Jalens and the Jadens they have now. Like, all of the Jadens and the Jalens have been unleashed on the roster. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Petrie, two touchdowns.
Two interceptions.
Jaden Higgins. I mean, well, it was Xavier Hutchinson, but he's kind of like Jaden Higgins.
Well,
and he had two touchdowns.
They did go to the same school.
Right. 19 and 81.
Yeah, similar. very similar numbers. But they did go to the same school.
They went to, yeah, well, that's my point. Iowa State. And then you have Jalen Knoll. Okay? The Jalens and the Jadens right now are getting, well, especially the Jalens more than the Jadens. But.
And the Xaviers. The Xaviers were unleashed as well yesterday.
Who?
The Xaviers.
Yeah, we were. JP, let's get him in here. Hey, JP.
Morning. I had a thought over the weekend, and truck driver Mike just kind of solidified it, and it's the general mentality of Houston Texans fans right now. We've all seen the baseball classic Major League. I want to remind you of Randy Quaid's character in sitting in the outfield. How he's just talking mad smack, even when the team is doing good. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. It's probably a hangover from the disappointing end to the Astros season. But now the Texans are catching the stray. Yeah, they beat the Titans, but you're supposed to beat an 0-3 team. You're supposed to beat the crap out of them. Yeah, they beat the Ravens, but they didn't have any players on there that you can name. And they're fumbling all over the place. You can't hold on to the ball. Yeah, they won. Okay, I'll give them the credit that they won in their stadium. But still, is anybody believing the Texans right now?
By 34. They were laying three. They won by 34.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about
beat
that?
Beat their ass.
How about
covered
that?
Covered the spread. That's by right. 31.
Yeah.
Hold on. You can't do this, John. You just said.
Yes, I'm a believer.
You just said you don't think they're going to beat Seattle.
I don't. That doesn't mean anything.
Wait.
What does that have to
I'm
do
I'm all in, though, what does that let the record
to,
reflect.
What does that have to
I
do?
I said Seattle's in trouble.
When the man says he's not.
They're in trouble.
When that man said he doesn't believe in them just because of what they did yesterday. You're the same.
No. I think Seattle, that's a tough place to play, bro. That is a really tough place to play. And they beat a bad team. And I'm giving them credit. They played great. They looked great. That doesn't mean they're going to beat Seattle.
They're in trouble.
And that's just what he's saying. He's not going to allow them beating a bad team to change his thoughts on them.
Well.
And we're saying it should.
I'm just saying they're not a great team yet. We got to temper this. Okay? They beat a bad team. That's all. That's great. They looked wonderful. CJ looked great, but just slow down.
And that's all. Unlike Lance, who's
you're all in.
Full speed ahead.
Down. So you think they're going unbeaten the rest of the
way? I think their offense has looked in execution. I think they've executed better. I think now it was obviously you do have to check it because it really wasn't good the first half The first half and part of the third quarter, it didn't look good for the Texans against the Titans. That was a game before. But I do think there is a time, I've seen it before many times, including with the Texans, where you kind of, where the play caller, who has never worked with this quarterback, the offensive tackles have never had this combination. I mean, things do come together at some point. They gel. Teams get better. We see this on a regular basis. I think the Texans are a better team right now than they were. I think they've got an elite defense. I think they've got, I think they're starting to come together. Now, we'll find out what they really, in all seriousness, we'll find out what they really are. I think that's a very winnable game in Seattle. For this version of the Texans.
Okay.
Because their defense is always going to give them a chance.
Yeah.
And if CJ is playing well, they can beat most of the teams in the AFC with that kind of defense. I don't know if they'll be the favorite against them, but I'll bet you when they play, Seattle's a 1.5-point favorite.
Probably.
Not going to be much.
No.
Not much.
No. I think they're two comparable teams.
Yep.
But I think that's a really tough place to play. I think
it's a tough play, and they never play
and
well there.
And Seattle's defense is good.
When are the Texans, have they ever played well?
But Seattle defense.
Well, they.
That's where, what's his name, Deshaun. No, did he hurt his knee? He played well there.
Well,
did he hurt his knee there?
We thought he might have hurt himself.
Oh, it was the practice.
And then in practice, it was when he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
But he played well, but the defense stunk, and they gave it up late in that one. the last time I remember them being in Seattle.
I'm watching Kamari Lassiter's interception,
mm-hmm.
and D'Amico talks about it. We can hear his sound. But Aziz said he wasn't even supposed to be on the field.
Who, Kamari?
Yeah, somebody had to come off. I forget who he said had to come off the field for one play. He was on the field for one play. He was already out of the game, but he had to come in and replace him for one play, and he got the interception. And that's nice because the kid, he said, man, he's tough in practice. He does it. He is really, really good, and he finally got the payoff. The stats came out this past weekend of most missed tackles in the league, and the Texans were number one. Number one in missed tackles.
They're number one in missed tackles?
And Jalen Petrie had 10.
Wow.
So for Jalen Petrie to have that kind of game yesterday was really nice.
10 missed tackles, and they lead the league in missed tackles?
Yeah, missed tackles.
Now, I knew they had a ton against Tampa, but I feel like it's wow.
Yeah.
Hey, how about the fact that Christian Harris, we didn't talk about this, Christian Harris was inactive. Something has gone on where they don't. Christian Harris is not in good standing.
No. Or is he healthy?
I mean, I get EJ Speed playing ahead of him, but Christian Harris, well, I mean, maybe that's a question because he came back last year. He played a little bit, but he actually played, and he didn't play much in a playoff game last year. Christian Harris has – something has happened with Christian Harris. I know there was a physical issue, but I don't think that's what it is now. My guess is if it is, and this is his last year anyway, but I wonder if maybe there's something going on that they just don't – either from a football standpoint, they don't trust his instincts or whatever, or if there's something else at play. For him to be – I mean, a linebacker plays on special teams too. You usually want to keep more linebackers, and he didn't even make the roster. He was a healthy scratch. That's crazy. They call him a healthy scratch.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's injury related.
Wow. All right. 832 ESPN 97.5 and 925-713-780-3776. The number, if you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776. I'm talking about McGrath Pest Control right now. I'm talking about, I've been with Scott McGrath for, I don't know, 17, 18 years now. And they came every quarter. I mean, we're selling the house now, but I still had them out. Even after we've moved out, I've had them out again just to make sure that there's no bugs in the house. You know, we're selling. And it's just always the perfect. They're always perfect. Always get it. I mean, they're bugs. You see bugs, roaches or any bug dead outside because they've got that invisible force shield that they set up for you. And it's perfect. The mosquito murdering system, perfect. I mean, you can actually go outside. I mean, now it's so nice, but are you, after it rains, are you out there and mosquitoes are killing you? No, get the mosquito murdering system. It sprays twice a day, in the morning and in the evening, and you don't have any mosquitoes out there. It's just great, okay? And then if you're selling your house and you need inspections, you need bug inspections, you got that as well. So you're looking for the best way to get, make sure that you don't have, you got bugs, you're gross. McGrath Pest Control is awesome. I highly recommend. I've been with them forever. McGrathPestControl.com, McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Underdog Fantasy. We are, listen, download the app right now. I'm going to give you $100 for free. Well, I mean, for $5. Five gets you 100. Let me tell you how it works. Download the Underdog Fantasy app. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit into the account. Put, you know, $100 in there if you want, whatever. And then when you play your first $5, you're going to get $100 in bonus cash or entries back from Underdog Fantasy. This is free to you. You don't have to, like, it's going to be in your account. And once you get that, I suggest doing it today. Because you got Monday Night Football, let me give you what my picks are going to be on there. Pick 'em where you go higher or lower than statistics that are offered. And then, you know, the more you put together, you do 3, you do 4, you do 5, the higher you go, obviously your payouts are going to multiply. They're going to really skyrocket. Here's the ones that I really like today. I like Etienne to go lower than 65.5 yards for Jacksonville. I like Travis Hunter actually to go higher than 27.5 yards. I think he gets a long catch today. And then I've got to do one for the Chiefs. I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to say Noah Gray, higher than 12.5 yards receiving, the second tight end for the Chiefs. That's how easy it is. I just did three. That's a chance for you to make real money completely legally here in the state of Texas. Underdog Fantasy, use promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Conserve with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Listen on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Just search ESPN 97.5 and download today. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here with us on the show. We got Chris in the Woodlands. Has been waiting a while. Let's get him in here. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Real quick comment. The guy, Sean Paul, that answered the phone, how long has he been with you guys?
The intern?
Yeah.
I don't know, a couple months, I guess.
No, not even.
Man, he's the nicest kid on the planet, man.
I'm very nice.
He hasn't like dulled down a little. Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
Hey, my comment's about the last two callers, and maybe they're misreading you guys, but like, I don't feel like either one of you guys is crowning the Texans, as Dennis Green might say. But I mean, hey, I don't know if he's lived in Houston very long, but maybe the Panthers game last year might remind you that sometimes we're supposed to beat teams and we just, we don't. Or maybe you watch the Astros against the Athletics, and maybe the Rockets go in and blow out Cleveland and come home and lose the third game. So, like, I think that when we do well, we should give them kudos. And to like a lot of us in the summer, the Evan Engram sign, like those things that we were crapping on, those guys have actually done well. So when those guys step up, I think we should give them kudos. I'm not saying they're Super Bowl champions, but I definitely feel better today than I did the past couple of weeks coming out of the games. And I know we joke about the better plays and things like that, but CJ, I felt like his throws had zip on them. They looked crisp. He was thrown in the window. So I don't mind giving the Texans props, even though I don't think they're a Super Bowl winning team. And I think those guys, for them to say that you guys are like, whoa, slow, or don't put your egg in the basket, none of us are doing that. We're just giving props where props are due. I don't like it, but listen, thanks, guys.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all it is.
That's all. They look good. Why can't we say that? Why can't we have why can't we have nice things for
us? I think both the callers that we had are just like, I don't know, I'm not buying in. They were supposed to do this. But they were a 3-point favorite and won by 34 points. It was a complete annihilation of Baltimore. It's a good start. It's a good start. Let's see if they can build on it. That's all I'm doing. I want to be able to have nice things.
Yeah.
I haven't had nice things with the Texans so far this year. Now I have nice things. I'm back to think. And can you, Del, we got this earlier. C.J. Stroud even said it himself about himself. This is something that...
Do you like when he talks about himself this way?
I do, because that means that he's got the confidence again. This is what C.J. said about himself earlier, or said about himself yesterday in the press conference.
In the middle of complimenting his own line, he said this.
I'm one of the best.
That's all. I mean, no context needed.
He was one of the best yesterday.
No context needed.
Was he one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL yesterday?
He was. I don't know if he was strictly confining it to that time period. I think he means overall. And the full context, which makes it less funny, that's why I don't like adding that part, is he says, when I get time, I'm one of the best.
Yeah, right. He is one of the best when he gets time.
Is that true?
Did you see him yesterday?
No, but is that true?
He was better than Carson Beck.
Over what?
Oh, it's true.
Well, I don't know if anyone was better than Carson Beck
true.
Now.
It's definitely true.
No, yeah, he's better than Carson Beck.
Not over the weekend.
Yeah. Yep.
Level.
Yep.
If you do level competition plus environment, Carson Beck, number one.
Don't let him begin on
the He loves him.
He brought him up first. God.
Hated Carson Beck. Hated Carson Beck when he was going there.
Now look at him.
Now he's Carson Beck's best friend.
He does have Carson Beck face when he doesn't do well. He's got Carson Beck face.
Looks like Jake Myers.
No.
Has that kind of look.
Let's go. Let's get who's next? It is going to be Chris. Chris, what up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. You know, I know a lot of people are negative on the Texans, and, you know, I watched each game, and I'm just, from my understanding, our defense is great, and the games that we lost in the last couple minutes, and by, I guess, a combined points of less than two touchdowns. And they were good teams. We lost to a 4-1 team, a 3-1 team, and now a 3-2 team, and they, you know, missed tackle, and two fumbles where we could have went for the go-ahead touchdowns and secured the game. And then, you know, the bad teams, clearly bad teams, we blew them out. So I know our offense looked terrible, but it doesn't sound like we that far from being a decent team.
That's a great point.
We shouldn't be this hard on our team here. It's like we just had certain areas where we just didn't finish the game. And let's be for real, we could be easily 5-0.
Wait a minute. The reason that they were close games is because the offense played like crap.
The other offense, you mean?
Huh?
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, Texans. They could, if they don't fumble. But if they would have played better throughout the game, granted, they lost at the end.
But
looked like crap in the first couple of games.
They did. And yet, Chris is saying, they still had shots.
They still had shots to
they
win
still
because
had
of
shots
the defense.
Looking crap. Yeah. Well, and that's the point. Maybe don't get so down. That's actually a really good counterpoint that you're making, because we tend to forget that. Because I don't just give, we could be 5-0. Like, I typically don't buy into that. But I'm not giving you those wins. But when you look at the construct of those games, the Texans played poorly offensively and had chances to win. There were turnovers involved where they had chances to win at least two of those games. They had chances to win. It is worth noting. It is worth noting because, you know, I'm not going to say we could be 5-0, but what I am going to tell you is three of those losses, you could have had one or at least two turn into wins.
Yeah.
And these other two, as Chris mentioned, complete domination. Well, not the Titan game, but the Titans were never going to beat you, though. They were never going to beat you. They got dominated offensively.
If Nick, what's his name, Joey Sly, can make field goals, reasonable field goals, it's tied in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but they blew him out in the fourth. They blew him out.
But the understood. The
but
game,
they weren't doing anything offensively.
The game
either.
May change if it's actually 6-6 as opposed to 6-0. And, of course, the Titans, because they stink, gave up a second and 33, and they got the Texans off to the races. And now they play five quarters of really good football. The counter for people who don't believe in them would say, well, you can't beat good teams, and the only teams you do beat are combined 2-8. So for doing this whole, they could have been 5-0, that would be the counter.
I'm not doing this could have been 5-0, but when you look at when you break it down, they have had three close games and two that became blowout. We'll call them blowouts. But there has been more good than bad. The constant is the defense has played at a high level throughout the season. They've done it without takeovers. Now they're getting some takeovers. They have rush. They've got an offensive line that has played together now for three games in a row. I mean, I think if you're being honest, you don't have an answer yet on the Texans.
True.
But I don't have my answer's definitely not that they're cooked or they're washed or anything like that. I think Seattle's going to tell us a lot.
I think the background is for people, it's year three. Like if you take it game by game, that's probably your better approach. Because if you're just judging them about what you think they should be in year three, then you can look at them and go, this is year three of this, and you're 2-3, and you can't beat good football teams. But if you just go take it as the season has progressed, they've played five dominant quarters of football in a row. That's all they can do.
It's too really
no,
bad.
I know. But I know. Look, I'm certainly aware of it. But if you're looking at it in a way, you can go, hey.
Yeah, but in the NFL.
Did you really?
I put less stock in NFL when people say that, because in college football, that's one thing. NFL, anybody jumps up and wins any Sunday.
Did you guys realize this? Xavier Hutchinson scored two touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know how many touchdowns he has in his career now?
How many?
Two.
Yeah, I heard them say it was his first touchdown. I heard that yesterday.
I didn't hear that. That's Xavier Hutchinson's been here for what, 12 years?
No.
And he's got two. This is his first touchdown ever?
I mean, he's playing behind Tank.
Xavier Hutchinson is a story now. That dude has been around. He has persevered. And now he's actually a guy that CJ looks to.
Yeah, CJ trusts him.
Yeah, he really does.
You know, he's tough. He makes contested catches. He's physical. He's not much of a separator. I mean, what he is, he's a possession receiver who obviously works at it, is pretty smart. He's one of those good guys to have. I don't think you're going to win a bunch. You know, he's not a guy that's going to stand out as a second receiver. It's not his job, although right now I guess he is close to being a second receiver. I mean, what has Christian Kirk done since he's come back? I expected Christian
Kirk.
He
had a nice catch yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he hasn't had from a statistical standpoint since he's made it back. I guess he does have He has three catches, four catches for 25, 20, and 64 yards. No touchdowns. I mean, you know, nothing really to write home about, but that's fine. 64 was good yesterday, yeah. A 47-yarder. But I don't know. The signs I have way more confidence. It's funny. I know it was a blood against a bad team. I feel way better about the Texans maybe finding themselves a little offensively. Sometimes you need that slump buster to get right. I'm sorry that the Ravens are the slump busters. Yeah. CJ's got his confidence. I'm one of the best in the league. He said it. So if he feels that way, good things happen.
I'm one of the best.
And generally, when you say a team can jump up and get you any week, and that proved to be the case with the Cardinals and the Titans. Of course, the Cardinals had to give it away. That Ravens team ain't jumping up and getting anybody. Not that version of them.
No, that version's as bad as I've ever seen in my life.
All right, that's as bad as it is. I've ever seen. Time to talk about
Baltimore Colts weren't I've never seen any Baltimore.
Have we ever
team
seen them
like
this
that.
Bad?
The Browns, no, so. That, like,
since they've been in their existence?
Yeah.
Since 2000.
Yeah, since they moved to Baltimore.
I would say not since Ray Lewis got a foothold of that.
All right, we start at 2000?
Never. Yeah.
No chance it's looked this bad.
No. All right, we got a break. That's a quarter century of good football right up until now. It's
about time for them to stink.
Sounds similar to what we've got here.
Right. Well, not really. What I have is a great relationship with Coors Light. I mean, my relationship with Coors Light cannot be better. We're buds. We are, not buds per se. That's a bad way to put it, isn't it?
We're friends. You take advantage of Coors Light.
We're best of friends, right? Coors, cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. Coors Light. Certainly not buds.
Well, I don't know why you would ever use that word.
No, I know. Here's the deal. You're looking for the best way to celebrate a great win like yesterday or a tough loss like 2 weeks ago. Whatevs. You want to watch baseball tonight and football tonight? Yeah. We'll do it with Coors Light. Enjoy, okay? It doesn't matter what you're doing. You want to play a little golf? Okay. Throw down a couple Coors Lights. That's what I'm saying. Or more. Whatever. Whatever it takes. 18 holes, you can get more than a couple in. Let's not put a limit on ourselves, and let's enjoy what is, to me, the best-tasting beer, most refreshing beer, cold, clean, crisp beer. It is Coors Light. You're looking for a great way to whatever you're doing. I'm telling you, make it with a Coors Light, and it's just better. Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
Takari Saranda. Oh, man. I actually shorted you guys locations the other day. I was like, there's 14. There's way more than that. There's a crazy number of Takari Sarandas located around in and around the Houston area. Authentic Mexican food. That's where it starts. Delicious. It's something as small as rice and beans. I love some good rice and beans. Yeah, I want the carne asada to be good. I want my pastor tacos, which is one of my real go-tos with the cilantro and lime and chopped white onions. You know, there's different dishes that you may come to love and they're your go-tos, but I want you to try some different things. If you haven't been in for breakfast, go sit down if you get a chance. I know you love breakfast tacos. We all do, but sit down and have one of their hearty breakfasts. It's going to get the day started for you great. Maybe you go a little lighter at lunch, maybe even skip lunch. You go late breakfast at Taqueria Serranos. I'm just telling you this. They've got the fresh ingredients. They've got delicious proteins for you to choose from, and they're going to have authentic Mexican food for you that is going to fit your budget morning, noon, and night. It's Taqueria Serrandas, locations around the city. Go online to find one nearest you.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. The number, if you would like to get in here, 713-780-3776. We got callers. Want to get in? Let's go. What are your thoughts? I mean, I love the way they played. I'm happy. It's great. Do I think they're going to go up to Seattle and win in 2 weeks? I don't know. it'll be a good game, hopefully. Hopefully they play like they did yesterday. But Seattle is not as bad as Baltimore, so there's that. Longhorn Keith, he wants to talk about the Longhorns. How about them Longhorns, Keith?
Ooh, looking good.
Ooh, man. Yeah, well, good morning, fellas. Hey, first of all, let me send a shout-out. You guys mentioned, I think about 3 or 4 weeks ago, one caller had mentioned that Red Raider Kevin is no longer with us, man. And I was shocked by that. Really good dude. But, hey, I wanted to obviously go back to this weekend was absolutely it's just really, really sickening. Sickening for a lot of reasons, mainly because I'm just – and let me be clear. I am not and nor have I ever been an arch apologist, right? So, but one thing I cannot ignore is we can't ignore the fact that if you don't have an established running game, you cannot put the weight of trying to win on the shoulders of, a new starter. It just can't happen. The only 1,000-yard running back that was in the SEC last year was on the Longhorns and Travion Wisner. We had four of those offensive linemen get drafted. Are no longer with the team. So now we go into this season. We did not address the O-line in the offseason, and Coach Kyle Flood, the offensive line coach, is a joke. But the fact that you run out these young, unproven freshmen or first-time starters in the SEC and watch how they go out and execute, it clearly was a lack of coaching and clearly a lack of experience, inexperience that shows me that this team is nowhere close. And I said this after game two, I believe it was, against UTSA. I said this. We have a problem in run gap fits, and I can't figure that out. But the problem, like, I don't understand how Sark continues to get in front of the media and blow smoke up everybody's butt by thinking that, oh, we have all of these great athletes, but they're not being coached, Sark. I'm sorry. I have to call it for what it is. This team, for as much talent as it has, to roll out to Florida and yes, did he scheme open some players? Absolutely he did. Did we misfire? Absolutely. But again, to me, why are you having – we were at the Ohio State game. I'm watching wide receivers running the same doggone routes in the same areas. I'm going, why are you trying to shoot the deep ball every single play? And Arch is just back there trying to make decisions, which, by the way, he's not great at.
Slow decision, man.
On his first read. So it's like, what are we doing? I don't see this season, obviously, we'll be in Dallas this weekend. I don't see this season being as successful as we thought it would be. Not national championship-wise, but certainly – not where we are now. So it'll be interesting to see how this what this offseason looks like, but it's not going to be pretty.
First time since 2021 that a team that started number one in the nation in the polls was out of the top 25. First time. And that's the Texas Longhorns. They are out of the top 25. Arch Manning's stats look better than the actual gameplay was. He got it together a little bit in the fourth quarter. Played better in the fourth quarter. So we're at the Alabama-Vanderbilt game. And, of course, my wife is like, this is in the middle of my game. So I've got to put it on. Luckily, they had a Wi-Fi that worked there. So I've got my phone on, and we're streaming the Longhorn-Florida game. So I'm kind of looking up and then back down and looking up and down. So I got to see a lot of the – what was most shocking to me is Texas got their wig split on defense. DJ Lagway had his best game of the year by far against the Longhorn. It's not even close. 21 to 28, 298 yards, two touchdowns, an interception. He picks the Texas game. And I thought the defense would keep this one, lower scoring. They gave up 159 yards on the ground, to your point about the run fits, Keith. Texas defense gave up 459 yards of offense to Florida, who has not – under Lagway has been really, frankly, bad this year.
Yeah.
Very disappointing.
They got back. Well, he hadn't played yet. Their five-star true freshman, Dallas Wilson. And he bullied Texas DBs throughout two touchdowns. Vernell Brown, another, I think, five-star freshman. They have a couple the thirds on their roster at receiver. And they played well. Lagway, of all games against a vaunted Texas defense had its best day. And Napier decided to stick with the run for once. That's what Florida people have been calling for, because Jaden Ball is a pretty good back. He had been not handing him the football enough. He did, and then that led to the passing game. Yeah, I don't know. It's not just Texas. Number one and number two in the AP poll to start the year, both out of the top 25.
Who's number two?
Penn State?
Yeah. Penn State loses at Boise.
No, UCLA.
No, UCLA. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Yeah, worse. No, that was, who was at Boise?
Boise played Notre Dame in Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, yeah. Who did Boise play last week? Was it Oregon?
Air Force.
No. That's right, because Oregon played Penn State. So, yeah, I don't know what I was thinking of Boise, but yeah, they lost to UCLA to Rick Neuheisel's son, and somebody said, man, James Franklin out here getting out-coached by Lord Joffrey.
No, Joffrey.
And it's a picture of him, and he's got a little, I mean, a little bit.
It looks a little Joffrey-ish.
It was a funny shot. Yeah. It was a funny shot. But yeah, I mean, Deshaun Foster was so in over his head over there. It's completely in over his head. And Neuheisel did a really good job of putting it to Penn State. James
First time
Franklin,
play caller.
I am not a James Franklin.
First time he ever called a game.
I don't like the wow.
Jerry Neuheisel.
Yeah. Listen, do you know what he did too? So he said, I'm so used to, I was an assistant coach. I had my microphone up on the top of my head.
Calling his plays?
He accidentally didn't bring down his mic to tell the quarterback.
See, and
a couple of times. On fourth and one, he forgot to pull his microphone down to give him the play, and he's saying it, and he's just standing there with his microphone.
To us all the time. Sometimes I forget to turn my microphone on during the show.
Well, he had 2 days concept. To prepare. You've been doing this for 30 years.
I don't know what your excuse is.
But I'm saying it happens to the best of us, we don't turn our mics on.
He had 2 days.
And sometimes our mics are on, and we don't know it.
They just threw it at him. Hey,
you got to do this. He had no idea. He had 2 days to prepare. Man, he didn't even know to pull his microphone and talk into his microphone. He beat a $3 million defensive coordinator.
The former Ohio State coordinator, Jim Knowles, went to Penn State. I think he's a Penn State guy or Pennsylvania guy. He went there. That was a coup for Penn State. And in 2 days.
2 days, he beat
his ass.
Built
an offense to beat him.
I mean, he gave up, 42?
And it's not just he beat his ass. He beat his ass with an offense that stunk, with a quarterback people were questioning. He put together a game plan and racked up 42 points.
That is the worst loss since West Virginia lost to Pitt to go to the national championship game.
I remember that. Yeah.
Pitt was 4-7 at the time.
2007.
What was
that
Penn
season.
State favored by? Like 25. Right?
20. It might have got 28, but at least at one point it was 24.5. I don't know how far it got.
And. Nice they had job, to make a Penn big State. Comeback. To even, it was 24-3.
They had to block a punt to get in it. Yeah.
I haven't even talked to Elmer about it. He's going to be he's so pissed.
Penn State, man, what a disaster. James Franklin, better. Boy, what is it turning into? Drew Aller, Arch Manning, just terrible. No. And I'm watching, and I'm telling you, there is a real, like, Arch is not a real NFL quarterback to me. I've seen enough. He has to look, his delivery is slow. His RPOs come out slow. He's got a wind up. He doesn't have a plus arm. And he is a slow processor. He sits back there, and I know you've hit on it a few times, how long Arch holds onto the ball. It's unbelievable. He just does not make decisions quickly enough.
Is this true that Bill Belichick's girlfriend left him for Lou Holtz? That's not true?
No,
that's not
true. Now, maybe
true.
For Bobby Petrino. I would watch your girl around Bobby Petrino.
Well, you got to watch your girl.
He's Mr. Steal Your Girl now that he's the head coach.
It's a $1 million buyout. They're getting rid of Bill Belichick, right?
Yeah, Bill Belichick's gone. We got a break. We got to talk right now about my people over at Chastain Court.
How about that? A college team can't wait to get rid of Bill Belichick. Let's just pay him off and get him out of here.
He's killing his reputation, but you know who has a great reputation is the Chastains here in the city of Houston for over 80 years. 80 years plus of selling vehicles in the city of Houston. Chastain Ford is one of the biggest and the best. It's still a secret. I don't know how it's Houston's best kept secret. That's one of their slogans. And I'm like, really? Because all the commercial people know about it. Why are you're the number one commercial dealer in the city of Houston. How is that a secret? Well, on the retail side, why don't you take advantage like the commercial businesses do, like businesses do around here? You know why businesses deal with Chastain Ford? because they get the great vehicle, customized the way, exactly the way that they want it, not how the dealership wants it. They get a great price, and they get an exceptional service. It doesn't get any better than Chastain Ford. Just doesn't. You're looking for that SUV or pickup, get on the lot and see for yourself. They've got great deals going on right now. 0.9% financing. You can lease for $300-some. I mean, it's great. It is unbelievable. Find the vehicle for you at Chastain Ford, and I'm telling you, you'll love the deal. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.